The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome, folks.
We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into
that, hey, we don't give a damn. And thank you for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon here on November 29th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. This show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and skip Saturday, then 2 hours on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. The Trump Phenomenon, and another phenomenal day for the Trump Phenomenon, which we'll attempt unsuccessfully to cover in the next 60 minutes. Please help us out in that endeavor with your phone calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. 9443. In the last 24 hours, how does Donald Trump do it? I mean, he flies to Argentina for a G20 summit. He has to deal with all these incredible affairs of state. He has to deal with Michael Cohen, sleazebag. And he has to deal with the a nonstop, wall-to-wall, 24-hour-a-day media assault against himself, against his family, against his businesses, it's all-out total war against Donald Trump. Ah. Well, one of the things we can talk about is the waning days of the Republican majority in the House. Now, we hope it's the waning days for just the next 2 years, but Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas puts out the possibility it may be the waning days of any Republican majority ever again in the House of Representatives. And he talks about that in this way here. Let's listen to Louis Gohmert on the radio. He's one of the good ones. We have some great U.S. representatives who are worthy of Donald Trump. Let us find him here. Let's see if I can't find his audio. Here it is, I think. Listen to Louis Gohmert.
Senators to block legislation during
see if I can't move this sound bar here.
You could say the funding issue.
Okay, now watch this. This is great. This is Louis Gohmert being interviewed on radio, and he's talking about, let me just set the table here. He's asked about
one of the things that kind of concerns me about this.
He's asked about funding the wall. And, well, listen to what he says about funding the wall. This is Louis Gohmert. patriot congressman from Texas. I'll look up where his district is here in just a moment.
You're starting your question wrong.
Okay.
You could say the funding issue, but it would be incorrect to say that there is a funding fight right now. A fight requires two different sides pushing for different things, and we are not having a fight. We should have a fight. This country desperately needs us to fight for what we promised and what the president promised. But right now it's a funding issue. It's not so much a fight. And I'm telling you, I sure hope that your listeners will help encourage their senators and members of Congress to get in and make it a fight, because we're in big trouble. As I told our Republican conference this morning, and I was coming from very deep from in my heart, hey, guys, this little experiment in self-government is desperately close to coming to an end if we don't do something to preserve it. And you said we would it in September. You said, let's not have a fight over the border wall before the election. Let's just do a spending bill to December 7th and then come back and fight for the wall in December. And then we get here and we're told, Senate doesn't have the votes. You can't fight for that. So that's why I had to correct your question. I'm hoping that your listeners will help us create a fight for what we promised, most of us, that is, and what got the president elected. But it's not a fight yet.
So we'll pause it right there. Very important what Gohmert is saying. And I looked up Louis Gohmert's district. I just forgot. His district. It's the easternmost district of the state of Texas. It includes towns that you're familiar with. Tyler, Texas. We got a good friend in Tyler, Texas, that's for sure. And Longview and Lufkin. That easternmost, but up against Louisiana and just touching the Gulf Coast. Almost. Yeah, just barely touching the Gulf Coast. So the if we only had a couple hundred Louis Gohmerts, we'd have no problems in supporting. That's what Donald Trump needs, that kind of a support team that wants to have a fight over funding the wall. And as I understand it, $25 billion is needed to build a wall across the U.S.-Mexican border. Only $5 billion, only a fifth of that is even being asked for at the present, as I understand it. And the Schumerite commie rats won't even consider more than $1.6 billion. And the Republican majority in the House goes away on January, the first week, I think, of January. And will it ever return? Oh, and Gohmert says, no, it won't. He says, if we don't build a wall, and he's pretty severe in what he says. He says, if we don't get it built, if we don't fund it in this session of Congress, that's it for us. His phrase was, he goes, there goes this little experiment in self-government if we don't fund this wall. And, of course, you couldn't have a more, dramatic demonstration than the one that's, just playing out right before our eyes for all of us all along the border. As tens of thousands of diseased, turns out now, that's the latest headline. We're talking about tuberculosis and AIDS and, chicken pox. And half the people with respiratory infections. So we've got basically the bubonic plague in addition, marching up against the border. And it's only getting worse. And even with that, public display right in our faces, right in our living rooms for all of us on our TV screen, if we can't wage the fight to build the wall, what is going to stop this horde of people but a wall? You could have, what are the things that have worked in the history of our people? You can have a moat. You can have a wall. You can have a palisades of sharp sticks. You know, what has been used to stop an infantry charge? And then, of course, you can have troops lined up shoulder to shoulder. I'll keep an eye here on my call-in board at 800-313-9443 if you venture to step in with something that's happened in the last 24 hours or this week in the world of the Trump phenomenon. The left is going crazy with joy. They're having paroxysms of ecstasy over this rat, Michael Cohen, who appears to be the, we had a good, looks like a good result from various people who did not want to cooperate with Barry of Bob Mueller and his Lavrenti Barry of style assault on patriots in America. Michael Cohen looks like he's gone down the rat hole. And so we'll see. Well, you know, we're talking about as Louis Gohmert says, this little experiment in self-government going bye-bye. The clock is ticking. That's how I'll say it. We've consumed now 2 years with the Mueller investigation. 2 years that Donald Trump has been tied up, harassed by the Mueller attack team. And realize that one of the things that Mueller is playing for, let's say he has no prosecutorial success in any particular case whatsoever. However, he's doing what? He's running out the clock. And what is power all about? You've got the clock is running. When you get elected, you've got in Congress, you've got a 2-year clock to get something done. And Bob Mueller, Barry of Bob, has successfully run out the clock. Here we are, 2 years later. And Louis Gohmert adds insult to injury with the fact that if you do run out the clock, you don't get a restart on the clock so you can try again. The public may punish you, I guess understandably, tragically, but understandably, the public may punish you by saying, okay, we're not going to reset the clock. We're going to take Congress away from you, which is what just happened. And then once it's taken away, how do you get it back? Now, and is Barry of Bob done yet? Is it possible that Barry of Bob might go another 2 years? Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's possible. I think he might. So, how do you like them apples? Let me take a look over at the European scene here. Of course, Donald Trump at the G20 meeting. We'll talk about that in tonight's show. And speaking of the G20, let's go to one of our best allies in Europe, allies of us patriots, and that is Nigel Farage. Here's the story. Brexit campaign leader Nigel Farage spoke to President Donald Trump before the U.S. president criticized her withdrawal agreement. The call, confirmed by the White House rather than by Mr. Farage, who respects the confidentiality of his conversations with the American leader, I like that, took place a couple of weeks ago. You would not be surprised to hear that we talked about Brexit and the state of play, the former UKIP leader told an interviewer. Remember, Trump, before the vote, came out and said he thought Brexit was the right thing. He is very dubious about the entire European project. He thinks that the nation states of Europe should run their own affairs and cooperate together. It's another way of describing what Louis Gohmert spoke of as this little experiment in self-government. Farage says, I spoke of the fact that any prospect of a trade deal between the UK and the USA could not even be a glimmer until at least 2022, which of course is 6 years after we voted to leave the European Union and would be halfway through his second term, Farage explained. Now again, what's happening right there? What is Theresa May doing as an enemy tactic? And she is an enemy. Running the clock. Kind of like life itself. That's what the situation we're all in, isn't it? The moment we were born, you could hear that clock start ticking. So what are you going to do with this very short thing you have, which is your life? Farage told President Trump the agreement was, quote, shaping up to be the worst deal in history. Unquote. Farage revealed that the Trump administration may find it very difficult, this is a quote, find it very difficult to comprehend that what they see as a great country, namely us, are prepared to bow and scrape before the EU bureaucrats. And this, kind of tying up the parallel a little bit further here. This corresponds to Gohmert's description of conduct within the Republican Party as not being a fight, that they aren't even really fighting for the wall within his own party. Back to the quote from Farage, it's a point of view I get whenever I go to Washington. What's happened to you? Why are you not standing up for yourselves? There is this perception across the pond, that's perception by us on this side of the Atlantic, that we're being browbeaten effectively by EU chief negotiator Michael Barnier and everybody else, unquote. Then the article, this is a Breitbart article, continues, the United States is the United Kingdom's single biggest trade and investment partner, despite having to deal with it on World Trade Organization, WTO, terms as a result of the EU's failure to secure a U.S. trade pact. And it had been hoped that a British-American deal after Brexit would supercharge growth and job creation on both sides of the Atlantic. Farage intimated that the president, this is now, Farage is reporting on his conversation with the president, intimated that the president saw it as a, quote, missed opportunity, unquote, that the prime minister, Theresa May, was signing Britain up to a relation with the EU based on subjection to its customs and regulatory regime. And I'll finish that last sentence right after this break. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
And let's listen to these beautiful words of Louie Gohmert, U.S. Congressman from the 1st Congressional District of Texas. This is the guy, this is the kind of guy who we should have had as Speaker of the House rather than this dirtball Paul Ryan that Donald Trump had to deal with for the last 2 years, and who is largely responsible for the Republican failure to hold the House. That's his job. Let's listen to Louie Gohmert. This is what he said just in the last couple days.
I didn't win my election, that I ought to be willing to just, you know, check it in, go home, and not even worry anymore. But the country's in trouble. Let's stay here as long as it takes. One of them said, I would like to have Christmas Day, but other than Christmas Day itself, let's just stay here and keep passing stuff and pushing the Senate, putting pressure on them until we get this stuff done. And we don't need 2,000 miles of wall, but we do need wall in certain places, and that means let's get it funded now, because the Democrats are not going to be willing to fund it in 2 months. Do it now. Get it done. Let's get the asylum fixed. I have a bill that simply says if you come into the country illegally, you cannot claim asylum. You can't even claim it. And, of course, it's already existing law that if you have asylum offered in a country through which you are coming to try to get to the U.S., you can't claim asylum here. You're not entitled to it because you could have gotten it before you got here. So there are some existing things that can be used, and God bless the president. He's trying, but there are some things that we can do to help him out. And this is something that I've been bringing up, but you know, during the Obama campaigns, and it happened during Beto O'Rourke's campaign or Robert Francis O'Rourke's campaign, and some of these big Democrats, they will get contributions that are just below the amount that's required to be, the sources required to be reported. And that leaves us wide open to having people, whether it's in New York or San Francisco or, you know, Saudi Arabia or Iran, sitting there with a credit card, sending 50-50-50-50-50 over and over again. And we need to preclude even the chance of that happening again. We can't keep having Republicans outspent. Like I think Steve King said, there was $30 million spent against him, and he had $3 million. Dana,
did you hear that, folks? $30 million spent against Congressman Steve King in Iowa. $30 million against Steve King's own. He's a great Republican patriot, just like Louis Gohmert. He's one of the good'uns. $3 million. The incumbent, Steve King in Iowa, against $30 million. And I like what he said, Robert Francis O'Rourke, not Beto O'Rourke, making him sound sexy, like a star. Robert Francis O'Rourke was funded to the tune of $100 million. Or was it more?
Roy Backer, I think he said the last couple of weeks he was outspent 20 to 1.
Dana Rohrbach, who just lost in Orange County, California, which is now, I think there are 6 congressional districts in Orange County, which was, in my boyhood, Orange County was rock solid right wing. It was, you could take that to the bank. Whatever right wing measure or candidate was on the ballot was guaranteed a victory in Orange County and in every congressional district in Orange County. Now, all 6 districts have gone demon rat, including, hard to believe, I got to meet him once I got to meet him in Fort Worth at a Ron Paul event at the Texas Straw Poll in Fort Worth. I got to meet Dana Rohrbacher. He was on the Straw Poll in 2008, was it? Running for president.
Ted Cruz was telling me, you know, he had 18 permanent or full-time employees working for his campaign, which is pretty good. You know, it's a statewide campaign, 18 full-time. They go out and recruit people to do block walking, make calls and stuff. Beto, he said they found out, had 805 full-time employees.
805 against 18. Folks were being out-organized. 805 against 18. An army against a platoon.
Whoa. Well, you know, Ted won, and we lost some races where people were just overwhelmed with money on the other side, but we won some, lost some. But we're going to be losing those if we don't make sure that not only people legally allowed to vote can vote.
Be right back. Stay tuned. Got George hanging on the phone. Come right back.
Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist and just an earthbound. Yes, there's a pie.
Bridge set. Mixtures bridge.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. Let's just listen to another couple of seconds of this great Louis Gohmert.
But also that only legal money is contributed. Otherwise, billionaires can just sit there and overwhelm us by making contributions below the amount being required to be reported. And I'm not accusing anybody specifically. I'm saying this is a loophole in the system that could be taken advantage of, and we just need to limit that so it's only reported money. Very simple. You got to report where every dollar you get comes from. So
it makes perfect sense, actually.
That we need to do.
That was one of the things that was one of the controversies I recall with the 2008 Obama.
Let's go towards the end.
Got to rely on people that are experts. And so we had this fight over whether the Obamacare bill originated in the House, since it raised.
Louis Gohmert talks about other great stuff. He talks about the 14th Amendment and the insanity of Paul Ryan, his supposed leader, who's not leading any kind of fight in the House, never did. Paul Ryan saying that the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship is part of the Constitution, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Paul Ryan. Louis Gohmert makes the point that only $5 billion is even being asked for on the wall right now, and included in that asking is the additional insanity of negotiating, that is including a bunch of things, a bunch of concessions to the Democrats that are more costly than anything being gained with the piddling dollars being discussed about the wall. So elements, for instance, of birthright citizenship, of chain migration, of internal enforcement, of border patrol staffing, concessions on these things in exchange, it shouldn't be an exchange. The border wall should be a straight up or down single issue, clear as a bell. Are you for a wall or against it? Are you against a wall? Mr. Congressman, Mr. Senator, do you oppose a wall? Yes or no? And that's what voters need. Clarity, simplicity, focus. Not a complex bill. No one can keep that all in focus. Has to be very simple. And that's the fight that needs to be held right now. And two remaining months. And Louie Gohmert says we need to stay in session, maybe go home for Christmas Day, but stay in session until we get what we can get with a Republican House and Senate. And he also says that the Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans say you got to have 60 votes because of the what's called the Byrd bill. And Gohmert says, no, you don't. He says you put a measure in. I'm not an expert on this, but the way he described it, you can get anything passed in the Senate by simply putting it in a reconciliation bill, which passes by a simple majority, and thereby avoid the Byrd rule. But you can also end the Byrd 60-vote rule by a simple majority. The Byrd rule is simply an amendment to the Congressional Budget Act, which can be undone with a simple majority. Let's go to, we've got a caller here, George in Texas, Dr. Kelly in Northern California. George, you're there in the great state of Texas, and we're talking about your Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert there in the 1st Congressional District out there between Tyler and that East Texas area. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's that was the original district of Jack Brooks, a Democrat, I think it was in East Texas, who asked Oliver North about the Rex 84 program during the Iran-Contra hearings.
Well, a lot of patriots. Yeah, the 1st Congressional District of Texas includes a lot of real down-to-earth Texas patriots. It's a great district, and it's not a surprise that that district raised up a champion, a patriot like Louie Gohmert. But go ahead.
You know, the good thing is I think Paul Ryan, I think, helped throw the House to the Democrats. And, you know, I don't really think he governed with urgency. I just really think Paul Ryan, good riddance when he goes.
Let me say this about Paul Ryan. Thank you for bringing it up. Paul Ryan, I just watched him on television earlier this morning. He's now sporting a stupid-looking stubble beard. He's looking like he's going natural here. He's going to go hippie. And he looks like a guy who's just fallen apart. Now, remember, folks, what happened. He announced, what was it, a year ago? More than that, he announced he's not going to run for re-election from Wisconsin. And he also announced, thereby not continuing as Speaker of the House. Well, why didn't he wouldn't give it up, though. He wouldn't resign as Speaker of the House, allowing the good members like Louie Gohmert to raise up among themselves a true leader. Instead, they have a lame duck, Paul Ryan, power mad rhino, clinging to his power, and he's going to go down with his ship. Not go down with his ship. Wrong metaphor. He's going to take the ship down instead of relinquishing the helm to somebody who is going to stay with the ship, who isn't bailing. And he takes the ship down. Now, they could have had a leader like Louis Gohmert or Jim Jordan. They could have fought. They could have fought for the wall. So, yes, Paul Ryan, what a Jeff Flake. And Paul Ryan reminds me, his counterpart in the Senate is Jeff Flake, this U.S. senator who also said he's not going to run for office. So he's a lame duck senator. And his district was lost to this Kyrsten Sinema, Democratic socialist, who beat the great Martha McSally because of Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake, hated by the Patriots in Arizona. But Jeff Flake is now, he's insisting on staying in the Senate and now just announcing, I will not vote to confirm any Trump judge nomination in the Senate unless, now look, explain this, folks, unless the Bob Mueller, the Lavrenti Beria Bob Mueller attack on Donald Trump is made sacrosanct, protected above the law, untouchable by Donald Trump or anybody in the executive branch or legislative. I want a special provision, utterly unconstitutional, ridiculous, in effect creating a fourth branch of government senior to the other three. And that fourth branch being the Office of Special Counsel, not answerable to anybody. What the hell? Who the hell does Jeff Flake think he is?
Well, just like Lindsey Graham, which I'm disappointed, he goes, oh, I had a talk with Whitaker. He's not going to mess with Mueller or something like that. I'm like, what the hell does Lindsey Graham have to do? I mean, you know, well, because this investigation has sucked enough oxygen away from the agenda Trump wants to pursue just to fight this Russia. You know what I mean?
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of that sucking sound. I like what you say about sucking the oxygen away from the Trump train. You'll recall during the primaries, I waxed lyrical about the tabloid papers that we all see in the supermarket every time we shop. They're on every stand in every supermarket in America, in every convenience store. Tabloids, like the National Enquirer is the most familiar one. And what was all over the front cover of those tabloids throughout the entire primary process? Nonstop, endless articles supporting Donald Trump. Full page, full cover, rah-rah Donald Trump and a booing Hillary Clinton and the Demon Rats. It was nonstop, folks. Every week, each of these tabloids came out with an issue like this. Now, since Bob Mueller started launching his indictments and started conducting his star chamber, that is his torture court. That was what the star chamber was all about, a torture court. Since Bob Mueller started threatening people and breaking people viciously, correct adverb used by Donald Trump in his tweets in the last 36 hours, viciously destroying people and ruining lives. How many front page articles supporting Donald Trump have appeared on any tabloid in America? Think about this, folks. This is dramatic. Every single cover used to be Donald Trump, let's go America. Not one. I've been looking every week, looking at all the tabloids. Not only not a cover story, not even a small story, not even a mention story, nothing. Robert Mueller has effectively terrorized all of the publishers of all of the tabloids to run away from covering Donald Trump. Now, I'll tell you the specific of how he did that. David Pecker, who is the publisher of the National Enquirer, this is my understanding, is a friend of Donald Trump. And he's helped Donald Trump. The two men admire each other and have helped each other. And what Mueller did is he dragged David Pecker, before his grand jury and before his star chamber, and scared the hell out of David Pecker. I'm going to bankrupt you, ruin you, close down your tabloid. And Pecker, he went to ground. And so he's just been absolutely silenced, and so have all of his friends in the tabloid business. They've been driven to ground by Bob Mueller. And that alone, folks, that's no small thing. Millions and millions of us see those covers. It's the cover that's important, not the article buried on page 26. we all see, many millions, tens of millions of us, we see that cover. And when there's a big, bright spread on the front saying Donald Trump is saving America, which is what happened through all the primaries, that got hundreds of thousands, millions, I'm sure, millions of votes for Donald Trump. Those votes were gone for the congressional election, and nobody's talking about this. It may just be oversight. Somebody's missed it. But that terrorist kind of, as you say, sucking the oxygen out of the patriot cause. That's exactly what Mueller has done, and Louis Gohmert just talked about the way they're actually, this is new territory, folks, the Democrats heavily outspending Republicans. So, go ahead, George.
But, the thing is, too, I wanted to call and mention this. Jerome Quartz, I think, was probably the best move, because he also retained as a lawyer Larry Craman, who originally founded Judicial Watch.
Yes, Larry Clayman.
Yeah, and he's already filed a criminal complaint against Mueller for prosecutor misconduct.
Yes, thank you, George. That's a very good topic to bring up on the show. That's an important. That's an important development of the last 24 hours. Jerome Corsi has filed a criminal complaint against Barry Bob Mueller for prosecutorial misconduct, because he threatened. Well, of course, he said, I was threatened. I was terrorized, threatened by the attack dogs, and they are all attack dogs working for Barry Bob Mueller. And so, yes, Jerome Corsi has done the right thing. And let's give a tip of the hat to this great man, Jerome Corsi. He's 72 years old, I believe, and he has said, I am willing to go to prison for life. Unlike Michael Cohen, the rat, I am willing to go to prison for life to do the right thing. And he said, I told what I knew and what I did to the Mueller attack dogs. And then they started putting the screws on me. You're going to prison for life unless you say what we want you to say, unless you go by our script, unless you lie for us. That's what they put to Corsi. And that you're right, George. Corsi's done the right thing, filing a criminal complaint. Larry Clayman, with a K, Clayman, great attorney of Judicial Watch, has taken the case. This is a very bright point of light here. And of course, he's done the right thing, and he's willing to say, I'm going to go to court, and I'm going to defy this SOB Mueller, at the risk of course, at 72 years old. For Corsi, that would be the end of his life. He would die in prison. He said, I'm willing to do that, to do the right thing. So that's what we need, more guys like that. Go ahead, George.
Well, I just want to say, I don't want to keep Dr. Kelly waiting.
Okay, and by the way, and just to connect the dots, what is Mueller doing here? He's doing desperation efforts to put together some kind of a fake case against Donald Trump. And it looks like the current effort he's making is he's trying to here's the connection he's trying to make. Russians hacking Hillary's emails, Russians then sending that information to Julian Assange at WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks then contacting Roger Stone. Many of you have heard of Roger Stone. You've seen him on InfoWars and so on. Contacting Roger Stone. Roger Stone then contacting Jerome Corsi. Ditto Jerome Corsi. Then Corsi contacting Donald, somebody in the Trump campaign, and thereby we now have collusion between the horrible Russians and the horrible Donald Trump. And of course, all of that is bullshit, to use the French technical term. None of that occurred. No steps in that link chain occurred. But, and this is where Jerome Corsi, they applied the screws to him, because he said, that didn't happen. I didn't do that. That didn't happen. And they weren't accepting that answer. Right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us.
We're back, folks. And we've just got one segment left here. Maybe we'll get to just to get a word in sideways from Dr. Kelly and Ken in Fort Worth. But let me just throw one more log on the fire here. The person grilling Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone, you think this is something out of a fairy tale. I'm making it up. Jeannie Rhee, born in Korea. R-H-E-E is her last name. Born in 1972. Jeannie Rhee, who represented Hillary Clinton in her emails scandal and represented the Clinton Foundation in the Clinton Foundation scandal just in recent years, in the last couple of years. That very same Jeannie Rhee is hired by Robert Mueller and is the attack attorney grilling Jerome Corsi, grilling Roger Stone. So, I mean, you out of the millions of attorneys in America, the one, the attorney for Hillary Clinton, the actual wrongdoer, the actual criminal felon, who, according to that wonderful tweet by Donald Trump of 11 Democrats who need to be put in prison, and Trump said it yesterday, the most beautiful tweet ever. When are the treason trials beginning? She, representing the traitors, is the attorney grilling the Patriots. This is like this is something out of a science fiction horror movie. Let's go to Dr. Kelly. Pardon me for going out of order here. Let me just get in a word sideways from Ken in New York, and then Dr. Kelly. Ken, you're on the air.
James, what Mueller is what Ralph Winterow talks about. He is an inquisitor in a star chamber court. You will confess, or we will destroy you.
Yeah, see these red hot tongs in the fire. They are going to be applied to your private parts. That's exactly it.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Ken. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Come in, Dr. Kelly.
Okay, here we go. I've got four ironwood logs for the fire. I'll start with the first one. The toll-free Capitol switchboard number that I have been giving out for a decade.
Go ahead, just give it.
Okay, it was forwarded to Ryan's office. Okay, 877-762-8762. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, the toll-free Capitol switchboard direct line was forwarded to Paul Ryan's office.
Have you seen him in his latest haircut? He's got this.
Thanks.
He's growing this. Yeah, he's got this stubble of a beard. He looks like a hippie. He looks like a dissipate coming apart
like
individual. Yes, he is. anyway, he looks like he belongs in the Beto O'Rourke campaign. Folks, thanks for being with us. And we will see you again tomorrow night. Well, wait a minute. We'll see you. Yes, we'll see you tomorrow night. Right here on the Trump Phenomenon. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.